First, for the past 4 days, maybe the best source of news for students and faculty at Virginia Tech has been on the FM dial at 90.7.
And you're listening to WUVT-FM Blacksburg. This is Holly Fake with the Snack Pack. And I'm going to play a lot of music that's all about healing after these horrible events that have affected our campus. So give us a call, 231-WUVT. Tell me what helps you heal. Or if you want to talk or do anything, there's a lot of things that we can do.
As the details of Monday morning's shootings began to unfold, no major news organization had reporters in Blacksburg, Virginia, but a DJ from student radio station WUVT, a freshman named Thomas Sakach, talked with us that morning. His was the first account of the shootings heard by NPR listeners. WUVT, and I understand, Tom, that the university's president just gave a press conference. What did he have to say?
I'll read the president's statement verbatim, entitled, "The Shooting on Virginia Tech Campus. The university was struck today with a tragedy of monumental proportions. There were two shootings on campus. In each case, there are fatalities. The university is shocked and horrified that this would befall our campus. I want to extend my deepest, sincerest, and most profound sympathy."
And since that moment, the staff at WUVT has stayed at work, covering the news, playing music, somehow dealing with their own grief. NPR's Rachel Martin has the story.
When I walk into the studio, one exhausted staff member is trying to catch a nap on a worn-out couch in the hallway.
Hi.
What's going on?
I don't mean to wake you.
A young woman in a hurry walks in, talking on a cell phone, her light brown hair tucked under a Virginia Tech baseball hat. This is Michelle Billman.
I am the general manager of WUVT 90.7 FM. I'm a senior English and communication major.
Billman's eyes are a bit bloodshot, and she appears a little numb from the last few days. When the second shooting happened around 9:30 at Norris Hall, she was about 100 yards away in another building. When she was finally released from a three-hour lockdown, her priority was to make sure her friends and radio staff were all accounted for.
And I heard from everyone, but no one could get in touch with Kevin. And people were calling me worried, and I was trying to call him, and someone looked up his class schedule and saw that he was in that building. And so from there, you know, people started driving to hospitals.
Kevin is Kevin Stern. He's an engineer at WUVT, and he was in Norris Hall, room 207 in German class. He was shot in the leg and is still in the hospital. Billman and others on the radio staff visited him. Billman says Kevin is on his way to recovery, and she's grateful for that. When I ask her how she's holding up, Billman lets go.
I'm okay. It's something that just changes the way you look at things for the rest of your life. So, I mean, I grew up outside of D.C., so, you know, 9/11 hit us really hard. The sniper attacks hit us really hard. And it just seems like everything just keeps getting closer and closer. So I don't know, like, when I'll ever feel safe.
Her family is from Woodbridge, Virginia, just outside Washington. They've been calling her constantly and have suggested she come home for a few days since classes are canceled this week. But that's not an option for Billman or others here.
I mean, I could go home, but it's just kind of running away from what's happened. And I mean, I think the people here need to stay here and claim what's ours and say this is our town and our school. And no one can take that away.
So Billman, along with the rest of the radio staff, continue to do what they do best.
My name's Adam Capuano. Just a DJ here at WUVT. This last track that's playing at the moment, I dedicate that song to Matt Gwanley. He's a friend of mine from back home, one of the ones that didn't make it. So the song kind of goes out to everybody back home in Chester, Virginia.
They're answering the phones, giving interviews, doing their own reporting, and somewhere in the space of the long, mellow instrumental tracks, finding time to let it all sink in. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Blacksburg, Virginia.